Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance. Deliverance is for Christians. It is the children's bread. Demonic spirits are not in our spirit, but they're in our soul and body. They've come in from inheritance. They've come in because of sin, the open door, and they must be cast out. Remember, they're in a different location than where the Spirit of God is dwelling in our spirit, and we must cast them out. There is an interconnection between flesh and demons. When you walk in the flesh, you sin. And that is the open door that lets spirits come in. We've talked about why we pursue deliverance, to obey the Great Commission, to see the rule and the reign of God be manifest in us, to spoil the works of Satan, to set the captives free, and to occupy by driving out all the inhabitants and possess our land, to lay the root to the axe to the root problems in our life, to purify ourselves, to stop the inherited generational curses, to understand Satan's working as well in our life as we drive out these spirits, and also to be able to receive fruit and receive God's love and get set free in our soul realm, and to be healed physically from the bondages of the enemy caused by demonic spirits. Now we're talking about how demons can enter. The open door is through sin. Sin, giving place to the devil, lets the spirits come in. In fact, the man who got healed in the temple, remember Jesus said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you, indicating that if he continued in sin, not only the problem he had, but a worse thing would come. And this is the truth. We've got to walk uprightly before the Lord. Now, we've talked about the first number one way of how demonic spirits enter is from inheritance. Numbers 14:18, Exodus 20, verse 5, the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generations. And this is important because that is the number one negative influence in your life. And if you've got an inheritance line that would have some things that would let spirits come down the line, you got a problem. And let me share this, that I've dealt with about 1,000 people now, pretty near 1,000, about 950 over that, of people who have Indian blood in their inheritance line. Now, when I say this, we have nothing against anybody's heritage, but this is the truth. People that have Indian blood in their inheritance line, they are affected by the inherited generational iniquity curses from the activities of the Indians, and they were worshippers of demons. They saw spirits in everything. They had the shaman that ruled them. They had witch doctors. They were involved in all kinds of curses. They were very warlike. That opens up the area, serving the god of war, spirit of war, to anger and resentment and bitterness. They had tremendous poverty. Also lots of suicide. And it still goes on today on the Indian reservation, suicide. Also addictive compulsive problems of nicotine and alcohol. In fact, the Indians are bound with alcohol. And if you have that in your bloodline, then you could have these addictive compulsive spirits that are affecting you and influence in your life. Also, tremendous sexual bondages. Incest was common in the Indian culture, and many people with this bloodline have a lot of problems dealing with sexual bondages in their own life or being a victim of incest or molestation. Now, this is important to realize. Your inheritance line iniquities are going to affect you, and these are the demonic spirits that are enforcing these curses. They can be broken, and they must be cast out in order to be eliminated. Also, spirits can come in at the time of conception. From illegitimacy, that's a 10-generation curse. In the womb, if you weren't wanted, this is why a father or a mother should never reject their child. And many times, if someone has abandoned their child or rejected the child, then this lets a lot of bondages come in. I've seen this happen where a mother or father, maybe they got pregnant, a mother got pregnant before they wanted a child, and they weren't wanting that child at that point in time. And then the spirit of rejection came in, rejection from the mother. And then as that child grew up, they're wondering, why does there seem to be such a wall between being close with my child? And I've dealt with dozens of situations like this in the last 13 years since I've been ministering healing and deliverance to people. And I've seen that as we break this, that there have been changes that have come in the relationships between father and child or mother and child. Also, spirits can come in of any trauma that happened in the womb, attempted abortion or traumatic things that happened that maybe your mother or especially your mother was going through or things that were going on in the home. Also, spirits can come in from childhood through the sins of the parents, from abuse, sexual sin, incest, molestation, trauma, fear, these kind of things going on would open up the door for spirits to come into a child who is just easy prey for the enemies when he's very young. Also through childhood rejection. Many times children have been teased, they've been shown ridicule, they've been maybe over-disciplined harshly, they've been rejected socially. All kinds of problems come in, and these spirits can affect them throughout their life. If they've had a lack of love, it produces a lot of insecurities with them, and these spirits of insecurity, inadequacy, low self-image can affect them in relationships, in jobs, in just the way they deal in life. Also, child rivalry in the home, fighting and strife, this will let demonic spirits come in. Also, they can come in from peer group pressure. There can be a transfer of spirits. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, about be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. The bad will corrupt the good. This is why if you've ever seen your child who seemed like they were doing great and walking right and had good attitudes and they went out with some other boy or boys or girls or some other group of kids and they came back and they seemed like they were a different person, you can tell the transfer of spirits came in. There was a transfer from the peer group pressure. Also, spirits can come in while a person's in school. I've seen places where teachers have treated children in a wrong way and been very harsh to them and mean or been prejudicial against them, and that will let demonic spirits come in. From other students, being ridiculed, being put down, all kinds of things. Children can be very cruel and can be used of the devil to be a destructive source in a person's life. Any abuse by parents or any authority figure can affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, or sexually. A home environment is very important. That's why we got to watch the things that we let come in through music. Don't let ungodly music, then that rock music or worldly music, or ungodly TV, any of those kind of things go on in your home. Don't let strife be in your home. It will open up the door for confusion and every evil work as the demonic spirits can work. Also, sins of disobedience in our life will allow demonic spirits to come in. Any gates of where we open the door, such as our eyes, our ears, our mind, the words of our mouth, can let spirits come into us. For instance, you sit there and you go out and watch pornography, and you start looking at a pornography magazine or something, you're going to let all kinds of spirits come in through your eyes and in your mind. If you go and you listen to gossip and all kinds of criticism and negativism about someone speaking, and you're hearing that through your ears, those spirits are going to come in and get a hold of you. It is so important that you watch what you allow to come into you. Watch what you hear. That's why Jesus said, take heed what you hear. You need to watch the things that you're listening to, what you're seeing. Don't set any wicked thing before your eyes. Keep yourself from walking in the steps of destruction. Also, demonic spirits will come in through sexual sin. If you're involved in fornication or adultery, you have sexual spirits have come in. Lustful spirits, remember, you can have that in your mind. You need to deal with it. If you've been raped, victim of incest, molestation, any perverse sexual acts, spirits will come in and it will bring bondage, not only in that area, but also sexual sin. When you commit fornication, you sin against your body, and it is a root cause for a lot of physical ailments that are going on in a person because of sexual sin. Also, witchcraft, any occult involvement in anything, any kind of involvement with a Ouija board or going to psychics, or going to anybody, fortune tellers, people of voodoo, stay away from anybody. They can put hexes and curses and spells. Do not have anything to do with anybody involved in the occult involvement at all. Stay away from fortune tellers. Do never call the psychic line. Never read the horoscopes in the paper. That all is going to open you up for demonic spirits to come in. Also, accursed objects can affect you. A Buddha, statues of idols, any kind of symbols of witchcraft or New Age insignia, good luck charms, any pagan worship artifacts, whether you know it or not, can bring demonic spirits into your household and to affect you. Also, demons can come in through idolatry. If we look to a person as an idol, or we look to something as an idol in our life, as a source, it can let that spirit come into you. Also, we've seen that many spirits have come into people through accidents, through injuries, through traumatic events in their life. You've got to watch that these spirits must be cast out if you've gone through those situations. In fact, I've worked with people that have had accidents after accidents, and we have cast out spirits that were drawing accidents and broke those bondages, and they've been liberated and never had an accident again. I just dealt with a woman that had a problem with her neck and another one with a problem with her back from injuries, cast out the spirits and ministered healing simultaneously, doing both. Deliverance and healing work together in most cases in order to see them set free, and they have no more pain, and all the problems are gone, praise God. And if you're ever involved in a cult, then that also will bring false religious spirits, and it will hinder you in the area of your mind. Also, spirits can come in from influence of people that are Jezebel-type personalities that want to control you and dominate you and manipulate you. This is another way of how spirits can come in. All these spirits, all these door openers of how the demons can come in, they must be eliminated in our life. Any areas of sin in your life. If you have an area of sin which you're battling against right now, you need to deal with it. And it can affect you in so many areas. It can affect you with all kinds of bondages. We've seen so many people set free from alcohol and from nicotine and from all kinds of addictive compulsive gluttony. This is activity of demonic spirits as well as making the choices to walk in line with the Word of God. Now, when we're talking about deliverance, we're talking about dealing with the root problems. That doesn't solve the whole problem. You've got to walk in line with the Word. You've got to repent. You can't cast out the spirit and continue in sin and think you're going to stay free. That's no way. But if you try to walk in line with the Word and you don't cast out the spirit, that spirit will war against you. Just like God said that they had to drive all the inhabitants out of that physical land, and otherwise they couldn't leave them in, or it would cause them to sin against them, sin against God. So we want to get everything out and cast everything out. And so many spirits can be in us from the inheritance line that are dormant, especially physical ailments. Like if you have cancer, heart problems, heart attack, any kind of physical ailments that are coming down the inheritance line that are prevalent, you need to get delivered and set free so those spirits do not manifest on you at some time later in life. Well, we talked about how demons enter. We can be set free. Don't be afraid. If we've talked about some areas of bondage that have occurred in your life, you just need deliverance. If you'd like help, give me a call. I'll be glad to help you. We minister deliverance to people. We make appointments confidentially, and we'll minister to you continually until you are set free. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.